The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 25th of September, 2008. Today is the birthday of William Faulkner, born in New Albany, Mississippi, in 1897. And it's the birthday of the poet and translator C.K. Scott Moncrief, born in Stirlingshire, Scotland, 1889, the first person to translate the work of Marcel Proust into English. This week, celebrating the anniversary of the Norman invasion of 1066, when the French defeated the Saxons at the Battle of Hastings, which had an enormous effect on the development of the English language, brought into our language words such as literature, which comes from the old French lettre. In the singular, the word in French refers to a member of the alphabet. When it's plural, it's as broad as it is in our phrase arts and letters, encompassing literature and culture. The pen with which we write literature may be mightier than the sword, but it was still a sharp object, at least when it first came into English from the old French penne, a feather with a sharpened quill, and it was dipped in encre and spilled sometimes, surely. Encre, the old French word for ink, came from a Latin word that described the purple fluid meant for a very specific use, the Roman emperor's official stamp of approval. Various genres of literature get their names from French roots, some of which came from the Greek. Poet, for example, we got from the old French word poète, which entered French from the Greek by way of Latin. In Middle English, poetry at first referred to creative literature as a whole. Tragedy comes from the old French tragédie, which came by way of Latin from the Greek tragedia. The reasoning behind the Greek root tragos, meaning goat, and oid, meaning ode or song, is not entirely clear. And on that note, mystery comes from the old French mystère, a word first used in English with the sense of mystic presence or hidden religious symbolism. Comedy, in English, at first referred to a genre of stories in which the ending was a happy one. It also came into Middle English through Old French, via Latin, from Greek, where it's a compound of the words revel and singer. Comedian first referred to a person who wrote comic plays and then developed in the late 1800s the sense of a person who stands up in front of an audience and tells jokes. And journal comes from the French word journal, or belonging to a day. At first, it was sort of a reference book that contained the times of daily prayers. But in the 1600s, it acquired the meaning of diary and later became associated with newspaper titles and lent its root to journalism. Here's a poem for today by John Brantingham entitled When I Call. As I talk to her, I like to think of our paperback copy of Thomas More's Utopia sitting on the phone table. No one reads Utopia. No one has ever read Utopia. No one has ever wanted to read Utopia, not even Thomas More. The only action it will ever see is when she absently flips its pages while she talks to me. When I call, I like to think of her doing that. A poem by John Brantingham, When I Call, from his collection Putting in a Window, published by Finishing Line Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Old Crow Medicine Show, the band that brought you Wagon Wheel, releasing their new record, Tennessee Pusher, 13 songs offering a virtual American road trip, produced by Don Was. Available now at Amazon.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, you can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at PoetryFoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.